Hello.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you today?
Good. Welcome to our podcast.
Okay.
What's it called again? Oh, Great Minds Drink Alike.
Right.
We are drinking. Cheers.
Exactly. So how are you getting ready for Halloween?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited.
You got your candy already?
There's candy hidden somewhere in the house.
Oh, so you don't need it before it's Halloween?
I think it's really being hidden from my father, because I'm an adult, and I can control myself.
And he's not?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. All right. I remember when we used to have Halloween parties here. Do you remember them?
Yes, I was just thinking about that the other day, how disgusting it was that we all stuck our heads into the same bucket of water.
Yeah, but we did other things. We decorated the pumpkins with the paint. We did ring around the pumpkin.
I really only remember the...
You don't remember painting them in my dining room table? I gave you all
the pumpkins.
And then we played where you have to toss the hula hoop and get over the pumpkin.
No.
Oh, you have no memory. We used to have so much fun. Are you kidding? I used to play in those games.
Wow, that's just... Did you make those games up?
I've never heard of that. I read them in a book. They used to have in the library, they had like Halloween games to play and do. And we did pin the nose on the pumpkin.
Okay, that I remember.
We did all that kind of stuff.
I was wondering why.
Well, you were silly. How old were you at the time? 18.
I just was probably here for the pizza. That's why,
right. And you went about, I think it was 6 o'clock. I gave you all flashlights, all different kinds of flashlights with pumpkin heads, and you went trick or treating
with flashlights.
Yeah, little pumpkin flashlights.
Why they didn't have street lights in Levittown
at 6 o'clock at night? Try 6 o'clock tomorrow night and see how dark it is out.
Yeah, they got street lights.
I know, but still, when you're going up to somebody's door.
Very cute, Grandma.
Yeah, we did a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, but you don't want to do trick-or-treating anymore.
No, that's really creepy.
Yes.
I can go to the store and buy the candy.
Not the same. Not the same as when you get those individual chuckles.
I hope we have good candy. I don't want to be the house that has shitty candy. That's just embarrassing.
What kind of candy do you have?
I don't know. I didn't even look.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure there's
I have Reese's Pieces, and I have Twix.
Reese's Pieces. That's
no,
like
Reese's,
serious.
Yeah, what are the
like
no,
Reese's
I mean,
Cups?
Yeah,
okay,
cups.
There's a difference between Reese's Cups
yeah, no,
and
this
Reese's
was a cup.
Pieces.
This was a cup, and I have the one that you break in half. What is it? Twix? I think so. And some of it is a junky candy, but I don't know. I wasn't happy with it. It came in the package. But the kids will like it. And some of the mothers will throw some of the candy away. Who knows?
Mothers these days, I'm sure they go in there.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I didn't do, which I usually do, I usually don't get anything that has peanuts in it in case the kids have peanut allergy. But
oh, no. If you have a peanut allergy, like,
but they'll
you
just take something
yourself.
Else. They'll just take something else out of the box. They usually know. They say, "Oh, I can't have peanuts." All right, so take something else out.
No, I used to like sit down with my brother and sister, who are weirdos who have nut allergies, and I would get all their nut candy,
ooh,
and then they would take all of my gross stuff that I don't like. Twizzlers and...
You don't like Twizzlers?
Skittles. No.
Oh.
Anything that's like pure sugar,
mm-hmm,
I do not like.
Do you know that I hate that Skittles commercial? There's a giraffe.
You mean with the Jamaican guy?
Yes.
That's the best commercial. It makes no sense.
But why would... The giraffe is given... thrown out these Skittles in it from his insides.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
No, it's amazing.
Ugh.
If you're into Skittles, I imagine that would be
I wouldn't want to eat
very,
Skittles.
Very inspiring.
Why? It's coming out of a giraffe.
Well, I don't know.
And I don't either, but I don't like it. And then he laughs like an idiot. I hate that commercial.
Wow, judgy.
Oh, I know. I've from the first day I saw it, I didn't like it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was so offensive.
It really is. You're, to me.
Oh, cancel culture. Canceling Skittles.
I'm surprised they let that happen.
It's rough out here.
Well, whatever. I mean, there's other nice commercials, but that one is not my favorite.
My favorite commercial?
Is?
The one where the guy goes.
Oh, God. Goes where?
Oh, he's like speaking in another language. It's like German or something. He's like, Kolfanukelnagen.
What is that?
I don't know.
What are they advertising?
I don't know.
Oh, but it's a great commercial, but you don't know what they want you to buy.
No.
That's great, wonderful.
Kolfanukelnagen.
You know what commercial makes me sad? When they sing about the dogs.
Well, yeah, I turned that off. I'm not a masochist.
Oh, what do they sing? They sing something about...
In the arms of an angel.
Oh, that makes me so heartbroken. I say that's... Oh. I don't know why they do these things to us.
Yeah, that's why I should stick to, like, Skittles commercials. You don't like the commercials that make you happy. You don't like the commercials that
makes
make
me happy?
Sad. That's supposed to make you happy.
A giraffe laying
Skittles?
Why wouldn't
Skittles? You want a giraffe to shit Skittles?
Oh, it's disgusting. I wouldn't want to eat a Skittle after I knew it came out of the giraffe.
Why not? You eat eggs. Those come out of chickens.
I'm not going to eat eggs anymore.
Okay. Being honest.
Well, at least you have to break the yolk. You have to break the shell to get to the yolk. Yeah, you just have to eat the Skittles.
Oh, so you feel like the shell is like...
Yeah, protective.
Protective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't actually touch.
Right.
It's not actually...
You got it.
Chicken's not actually going in your scramble.
No. So, okay. See?
Got it.
So, are you going out for Halloween?
No, I'm just going to stay in with Lily.
Lily has to have a costume. She has a few of them. Are you buying her a new
one? Always a ladybug.
Yeah, but she's also been something else.
I'd really like her to be a pumpkin.
So go buy her a pumpkin outfit.
Maybe I will.
Anyway, I think I gave you a pumpkin. Didn't I have one for Lily? For Bella? I thought I gave it to you.
I don't know. I'll have to check.
I gave it to you.
I have to check. I think she'd make a really good pumpkin. She's black, so she's got that black and orange vibe.
Oh, well, yes. If you're a pumpkin, you definitely have orange.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So that'll be interesting. But she keeps it on a long time. But you know what? I don't know if it's going to be nice enough to sit out on the porch. We usually sit out on the porch with her.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hmm.
Are you going to see Louis for Halloween?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's right.
I don't know.
Let him stay home and give him his own
candy. He's working late.
Oh, yeah? Does he work late?
He has to work late. The end of the month, always.
Oh, that's right.
Considering tomorrow's the end of the month.
Yeah, that is the end of the month, all right.
Yeah. So what are you up to these days, Grandma? How's work?
I don't work.
Me either.
I'm trying to think. What? I've been walking.
This is your job. The podcast.
That's right. That's my podcast is my job and keeping myself happy.
Podcast
and
is my job.
And trying to keep
now,
out of trouble, which
well, me
is
too.
Very hard for me. Because there seems to be when you say something, somehow you get in trouble.
Grandma, you say a lot though. That's the problem.
Well, that's it. Well, I talk a lot.
Say
so.
Less.
If I say less, put me in a nursing home. Because. You know, what's the sense?
Well, what did you do? How did you get in trouble this time?
Well, it's not, everybody tells me something, says, don't tell this one, don't tell that one. I get so confused. I don't know who I'm talking to anymore.
I don't say that because I know that you're going to say it to somebody, so I don't want to put any pressure on you.
But I don't say anything, I don't say anything bad, and then it comes back to me anyway. You know, like... Someone tells me something. Don't tell this. Don't tell that. And the next thing you know, she's telling everybody and they're telling me. And I'm thinking, I already know this because, but I didn't tell anybody. you know, it's kind of crazy.
Well, I think
we have a tape recorder.
A tape recorder? How's that going to help?
Then I know what I said.
And I think what the issue is you have to be more strategic about who you don't say things to and who you say things to.
Well, that's always been. I'm good about that.
It's like not saying something to somebody is different from not saying it to somebody else.
Exactly.
And it's different from telling somebody something and then telling somebody else something. Like, who has a big mouth? Who doesn't?
I don't think we have anybody in our family who has a big mouth. You think so?
I think everybody has a big mouth in our family.
You think so?
Yes.
Maybe. Have to think about that one for a while. I don't know. You mean talks too much?
I think everybody says too much.
Well, I could talk to the chair.
I talk too much. I love to gossip. You tell me something, I'm telling somebody else.
I don't ever tell anybody that. Whatever I've said, I don't care if you tell somebody else. That's my point, I guess. And when these people tell me things, they say, don't say anything. But the next thing I know, they're blabbering it all around, and I hear it secondhand, and I've already known it firsthand, and I'm saying, wait a minute. I wasn't supposed to say it, and now everyone else is saying it, and now I'm hearing it again, and I don't want to say, I already knew, so I say, oh, yeah.
All you have to do is play the part. Oh,
dumb.
Exactly. And I feel like you're a good actress, Grandma.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a lot.
Yeah, just pretend. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
I was telling your mom something. And after I finished this whole big explanation, she says, I already know. I said, why do you got me blabbering then? You could have said from the beginning, you know.
Because she knows that it makes you happy to talk.
Exactly. Well, it does. I went to the dentist. Did I go to the dentist? No, I went to the eye doctor. Peyton was born. Peyton Elizabeth was born. I told everybody in the eye doctor's office.
I'm sure you did, Grandma.
I showed all the pictures to the nurses.
Everybody in the tri-state.
And Joanna's pulling me. Come on. I said, well, let me show Marco.
Oh, my. Wow.
Then we went to the dentist.
You don't want to, like, pull them out from your wallet, like, real old school?
No, I just flip them on this.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Yeah.
You're getting all new age, Grandma.
Exactly. I just wish I could learn how to do Uber, and I could learn how to do online shopping. Can't do that yet. Don't know how to do that yet.
You don't need that.
No, I guess not.
Online shopping is dangerous.
Yeah, you're probably right. Plus, without a car, it's very hard. Like I said to Mom, are you going to be able to do anything with me with Christmas shopping? Because you're working like Monday to Friday.
Why do you need Uber? Why don't you just call the taxi man?
I'm going to tell you about the taxi man. Oh. I walked to King Collum.
Grandma keeping the taxi business alive in America.
Yeah. So I call up the taxi company when I'm ready to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think, okay, they'll be there in 20 minutes. Okay. 20 minutes passes, 25 minutes passes. The phone rings. Oh, yeah. Oh, track your taxi cab man. Now they have a tracking on your phone.
Okay, they send you like a text.
Yeah, that you could text them.
Okay.
Oh, he's coming in 8 minutes. He's coming in 5 minutes. He's coming in 2 minutes. He was never there. So I said, okay. So he finally came. I get a phone call. Your taxi cab is waiting for you. I said, it's right in front of me. I'm getting in it. So anyway, so we get home. Now, I gave this lady $10. $6 was the trip, and I gave a $4 taxi tip. Now, coming from King Cullen, you know where that is, right? To here.
Yeah.
I come in the house to put something down, open up the door. She comes at the door to me and she says, am I supposed to carry these groceries in?
You forgot the groceries?
I didn't take them. She's supposed to take them in. I said, no, you bring them in for me. I can help you. Oh, because, you know, I have another call. I said, I don't care. I said, you know, the taxi fare was $6. I gave you $4. At least you could do is take the few of the groceries in for me.
You said that to her?
Yeah. She didn't know she was supposed to take the groceries in.
Well, Uber doesn't do that.
It really doesn't matter.
I mean,
to me.
I never tried to go to the grocery store in an Uber, but, like, I don't think that they would take the groceries in.
That's why I don't call Uber. But the thing is, the taxi cab can't go anyplace until I get the groceries out of the trunk
anyway.
Right, she
can't just go away.
Right.
What's she going to do, take your crushed tomatoes?
Yeah. That's what I couldn't figure
so
out.
So rude.
I couldn't figure out the reasoning behind what she was saying to me.
She was just being a bitch.
And she was a woman.
Right, she should be a little bit more considerate. Women supporting women.
Yeah, I mean, I gave her $4 tip, which is not a hell of a lot of money, but it's coming home from King Kong. I'm sure people just give her a dollar. It's 50%.
Almost, it's 40%.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's a double tip.
Yeah. So
she
I
should
didn't...
take the groceries.
So I thought that she should too. Now the Uber man, when I went to the airport, he did not come to the door and take my luggage. But when I got to the airport,
he took the luggage out
and brought it to the front of the house.
Because he knows that also, he's probably still running the meter while he takes the...
The Uber man doesn't run a meter, does he?
I don't know.
I don't think they have
a meter. That probably sounds stupid.
I don't think they
I feel like they run... It costs more if you're in there more.
If you have two people.
I don't know. I feel like there's a way, like, Uber sometimes, like, it winds up being more than you wanted it to be.
Oh, really? I don't know how they do that. I don't know exactly what they do, how they do it. I just know that if you get a car service, he'll come to the door and take your luggage.
Yeah, of course.
But not Uber. Anyway, did you hear what's happening with Uber?
No.
Okay. First of all, if you're going on an interview, it's free of charge.
So I can go on a job interview and use Uber?
Yeah.
I can take Uber all the way to the city and it'd be free? It
says if you're going for a job interview, they will not charge you. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could lie and say you're going to a job interview. And they're also going to have snacks in the car.
Oh,
so if you want a snack.
This is just strictly Uber.
Yes. Not Lyft, Uber.
Okay.
And something else Uber's going to do, some other
Lyft
thing.
Lyft sucks.
Yeah, something else about Uber they're going to do. I don't know if he's going to a doctor visit or something. I'm not exactly sure how they work that. Because I haven't really thoroughly used it, you know, yet. Except the man who wanted to marry me when I got into an Uber.
Right.
When I was going to Rockville Center.
I never had anybody want to marry me, not even an Uber driver.
No, he did.
I'm jealous.
Wanted to take it to Jamaica.
Now you've had two men who want to marry you.
Yeah. Who?
What's the secret?
Who is
you
it?
Have.
Who is it?
Well, first your husband.
Oh, well, he was young. He didn't know better.
Damn. You got to catch him young.
Yeah, that's funny. Yes, he was a good man. And a good man nowadays is hard to find. You know that.
Yeah. No.
Yo. What's up? What's up with your going out with people? And then the handshake. Do this.
What?
Woo!
What is that?
I don't know, but I see it on TV with Chicago PD does it.
Okay, do you want to do that when we see each other now?
Woo! Woo! Or we could do, what's up?
Okay.
Whatever. Whatever suits your boat.
I'm going to say that to Lily later.
Okay, see if she answers you.
She'll be like,
right, exactly. All right, so well, let's talk about Thanksgiving. We finished Halloween?
No, we didn't get through Halloween yet.
Oh, we didn't?
No, I mean, I don't know. What's your costume going to be?
Oh, my costume days are over. I've already been a flapper. I've been a streetwalker.
Did you used to have, like, crazy Halloween nights when you were younger? Go out and get wasted?
No, you know what? We used to, you know what the stupid boys used to do? They used to throw, they used to get that chalk and throw socks at you.
We're full of chalk?
Yeah. It's like a white and pink chalk that used to get. Stupid kids.
Why would they, and throw it at you?
At the girls. The boys
that
throw it
is
at
so
the girls.
Rude.
Well, what made you think boys were not rude?
I guess they're still rude sometimes.
I mean, they were young kids. They didn't know. They didn't want to hurt you. I mean, it was the chalk was like squished up.
My God, that's so mean.
It's almost like if you
ruined your outfit.
Well, you wear. What are you wearing? We didn't wear like store bought outfits. We put on whatever you could put on. You know.
No, I always have had a nice costume.
Oh, really? No, we didn't. No, we never did. We didn't. Really, I don't even remember what we wore. I don't have a clue. Can't remember that far back. It's too far back for me to remember. But I remember we had the parties, and I remember I used to go around with Grace, with all her friends, going around getting trick-or-treating. Not me, but them. And then we'd always have pizza. Always a pizza night.
Oh, here? Yeah, I guess.
Always a pizza night.
Pizza.
Yeah. That's the way it went. Now I don't know what people do. Do they still have pizza on Thursday? On Halloween?
Who? Just people in general?
Yeah, like you. Your family?
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember last Halloween?
Were you there?
No, not last Halloween. I wasn't. Why wasn't I there last Halloween? I don't remember. Did we work? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, I don't remember.
Me neither. I'm not sure either. I don't know what happened. But before you know it, Thanksgiving is going to be here. And then the wedding.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait.
That should be fun. Getting on the airplane and meeting everybody.
Oh, yeah. A plane to a road trip.
I know, right?
To a wedding. That's a lot. Jam-packed weekend.
Exactly.
I got to plan my outfits out.
I know, right? Well, we got to find out what...
I need an airport outfit.
Which has to be something comfortable.
Something
we're gonna be in the
with
car.
Layers. I have no idea what the weather is going to be like.
Well, I've been checking it out. It's been 75.
Yeah, but how cold is it going to be in Tallahassee in December? I feel like it's going to be cold.
I don't know.
If only we knew somebody who lived there.
We do. Becky and Ken.
We got to call them.
Well, you can go on Siri. She tells you
Siri?
How...
Siri? Yes.
Siri, yeah.
She knows.
She knows. She tells me every day.
Hey, Siri. What is the weather like in Tallahassee in the beginning of December?
Sorry, I can't get the weather that far out.
Well,
but you can ask me the forecast for the next 10 days.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
See?
Do that.
Useless.
Ask them about 10 days.
Well, it's 82 now. It's like 82. It's going down to 64 on Friday. Weird. It's 84 and rainy, and then Friday it's going to be 64 and sunny.
So we don't know.
Anyway, just call me Al Roker. That's what's happening in Tallahassee.
That's what you're calling?
It's like call me Al Roker because I just gave you.
Oh, I thought you called
Tallahassee weather report.
Right. Well, what in 10 days? How is it going to be? Oh, is it going to be the 80s?
It's like 80s. 60s to 80s, very
unpredictable.
Very unpredictable. Better pack layers, Grandma.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go with the flow. As long as I get my dress. I don't know how I'm going to get my dress in the suitcase. Maybe they'll hang it up.
You don't have a dress yet.
I don't?
I don't.
I do.
Love weddings.
Mm-hmm. They're fun. Why not?
There's food, I'm yet drinking. To go to a wedding that is not our families from our families. Like, I've only been to our family's weddings.
Well, none of your girlfriends got married yet.
No.
That's funny. Well, wait. Shannon's girlfriends are just getting married now in the 29, 30s.
That's true.
As I recall. She just went to a Florida. She just went to a wedding in Florida. One of Vinny's friends. She went on a... Wait, where did she go on? Saturday morning. She came home Sunday. I said, that.
Who is this?
One of Joe's friends.
You just called him Vinny.
I called him Vinny. I know I did. All those Italians. Vinny, Joe.
Now you're getting the husbands confused. You get the boyfriends confused. Now you're getting the husbands confused.
As long as I don't get my grandchildren confused.
You do that too.
I do?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's... she just went to a... Like I say, she left
Saturday. All pregnant morning. And all?
She's not pregnant anymore.
Oh, wait. I'm confused because you were talking about... Who? You said Vinny, but you were talking about
Joe. Well, nobody's
Joe.
Pregnant right now.
Vinny's yeah, not but pregnant. She was... Taylor
not
was
Sunday,
just pregnant.
Not Saturday.
Okay. I'm so confused.
It was Saturday
but
to
nobody's
Sunday.
Pregnant right now.
Nope.
Anymore.
Nope.
That we know of.
Exactly. That I know of. That's for sure.
Okay.
Time will tell. We'll see, you know, so far everybody's just going along with the program.
Right.
Whatever the program is,
regularly
I don't
regularly scheduled program.
Yes. Let's see. What? Oh, no. No, that's not true either, because Shannon was married almost 3 years, but Taylor was just married a year. No rhyme or reason. Whenever
what do
anybody
you
wants
mean?
To.
People just have babies when they want to.
That's what I'm saying.
To.
Whenever they want to. There's no.
I think it's good to be married for a little bit first before you have a baby.
Well.
For my life, that's what I want. Obviously, do whatever you makes you happy. But.
Okay, well, I will. But, you know, it's different now. Because a lot of the couples, they start living together. So they're really not married, but they're living together. They know a lot about each other more than if they weren't.
Well, yeah, marriage these days and relationships are different from when you...
Exactly.
Like, you just got married and then that was expected to be the first time you spend the night together.
Exactly.
It
exactly.
is not the same anymore.
No, and not. Nope, it isn't. And we never, it, not the same, we never would take to go to live together. You know, no, which they do now.
Right.
And we never went on vacations together, which they do now.
Yeah.
But that's whatever, you know what? Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, like you just said, you want to be married a while before you have a baby.
Well, people, actually, the, you know how like, the divorce rate went up a lot with, like, my parents' generation.
Did it?
As
yeah.
opposed, it, like, went up a lot. And yeah. now the divorce rate's, like, 50%. The divorce rate is expected to go down because people in their 20s and, like, 30s are taking a lot longer. They're, like, dating a lot different people before they decide who's going to be their lifelong partner.
Right.
They're, like, dating people, they're living with them, then they're, like, waiting to get married, and they're just taking their time more
right.
to decide who's going to be their ultimate partner.
And they want to have a job well established.
Yeah, they want to, and it's harder to get a well established job, so things are just taking longer. But in the end, people wound up are going to wind up staying married
longer, maybe, probably.
So we got it right. Come well, to this generation.
Time will tell.
Okay.
But I believe you. I mean, it's...
Okay, Grandma, whatever.
I know. Who knows? Look at in our own family. We got so many divorces. Are you facing me? A lot of divorces.
Well, most people have a lot of divorces. Except for your children, which is weird that none of them have gotten divorced. That's
no.
very bizarre.
No,
that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that. I don't want kids running around without...
What do you mean?
Without the regular father and mother together living
together. Who cares?
Kids care. Don't think it doesn't hurt a child ever. When mother and fathers get divorced. I don't care who you are. It hurts.
Right, but it's better than
staying together.
A horrible marriage and everybody being unhappy.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that it's, believe it or not, it does hurt the kids, even though they don't, you know, they go around like, oh, everything's fine. It's still confusing. It's still hurtful, but whatever.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but it works, whatever works. Whatever works for them.
Whatever leads to the least fighting and happiness
is what counts.
Is what matters.
Do you know that they are putting on Christmas movies on Lifetime?
I've been watching, well, that I know. They've always had, what do you mean, like Christmas movies Lifetime?
That they started already last week.
I've been watching in my unemployment days. I've been watching the Hallmark Christmas movies nonstop, and it's becoming an addiction.
Oh, yes, it does.
And I need help. And I don't know how to get out of it. And I don't know how to stop.
Go to rehabilitation. Well, you've only been out of work since Monday.
No, since last Monday.
Oh, you've been out a week already?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just left this Friday.
No, it's the Friday before.
Oh, so you've been out all week.
Yeah.
Did you look for any more jobs?
Yeah, I've been looking, but
why?
Just, it was rough. Well, you know, the first week I was all depressed, you know, being fired and rejected like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at jobs this week.
Okay. Hallmark has them in the daytime?
All day.
So, wait a minute. I don't get Hallmark.
All day long Hallmark Christmas
I don't movies. Get Hallmark.
Get on it.
I don't know where it is.
It's channel, well, I don't know what channel it is for you, but for me it's channel 242.
Oh. No, I've
It's the Hallmark channel.
I think last week I found Lifetime with the Christmas. Oh, and of course, everybody's in love.
Oh. I know, it's beautiful.
It's so happy. Everybody's happy, happy.
I know.
It's very nice to know that everybody's happy.
I know. I just want you to, like, just makes you feel so happy inside.
Yep. And they're all cooking things.
Oh, yes, I want to bake. I'm going to bake something soon.
Soon? What are you waiting for? The kitchen to be open?
Just waiting for the right moment.
Oh, okay.
When I'm really feeling inspired.
All right. You better get inspired to get a job, otherwise you're not going to be able to buy Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I'm working on it, Grandma. The pressure is unwarranted.
No, I know. It's very, very, very hard. The job market is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and it's me and people. They're just out there firing people because they don't like the way they look or whatever.
They never gave you a reason.
No. Well, she said, let me just paint the picture for you of the day.
Okay.
First of all, I was a very hardworking receptionist.
Okay, I believe that.
I tried. She didn't like the way things were going. Well, I think my coworkers complained about me. She sat me down like 1 month into the job and was like, so everybody thinks you need like a lot of reminders. I'm like, okay, whatever. So we talked. Basically, everybody hates me. I'm like, okay. I cried. I felt sad. But then I was like, whatever. Now I'm going to be the best damn receptionist you ever seen. I'm going to need no reminders, never. And then I got back in there, and then I was doing my job, and I thought I was doing really good because I was not told of any more complaints.
Mm-hmm.
I was never given a reminder, hardly. It's like, wow, Nobody needs to remind me nothing anymore.
Okay.
So we're going along. 5 weeks pass until the day she fired me. And she's like, so we don't think it's working out.
And you just
so like, what's not working out? I was so confused. I was like, what's not working out? These chairs in this conference room? Yes, they're uncomfortable. This is not working out. Well, what's not working out? What are you really talking about? She said, we're just looking for something different. Like, I don't understand.
And she said, nothing.
She just said, it's not working out.
She gave me no reason.
No, like, that was it, basically. It just wasn't working out. They're looking for something different.
Yeah. Receptionist is a receptionist. What is possibly more different?
I don't know. How could I answer the phone better?
Did you answer the phone?
I answered the phone amazingly. Every time. I did. I was an amazing phone person. I have a soothing voice, I've been told, on the phone.
Right. There's something out there better for you.
Yeah.
You just don't know where you want to go. That's the only thing.
No.
It's hard. It's hard to know where you want to go.
No, but now I can watch Hallmark movies.
Oh, wonderful.
And play with my dog.
And make your father very happy.
He should be happy. I do the dishes every day. I unload and load the dishwasher.
But that's not what you want to do for your whole life.
Hell no.
I mean, you'll be emptying dishwashers for a long time.
No, what do you mean, being a housewife?
Yes, or being married. You're not a housewife. You don't have to be a housewife. You could be a career woman. You still might have to empty the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, I think about that.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to be a housewife.
No, I'm hoping
stay home.
Have a job, right, and be rich and have somebody else empty the dishwasher for me.
No, the dishwasher will always be one of your jobs.
Can't my husband do that?
Yes, but you could do it with him or not with him. Jaime does the dishwasher. I see. Okay. I see him on Instagram. He's loaded the dishwasher. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying those are the things. You don't have to be a housewife or a mother or a nanny to empty the dishwasher or to mop a floor. You're going to do that maybe anyway at some time in your life, even if you have a career.
Right.
I mean, that wouldn't be what I was aiming for. No, I can't wait.
But I mean, by the way, I hate house chores. I'd much rather, even if I had the choice, even if one day I had the choice to be like a housewife and not have to go to work because my husband made so much money, I would still probably get a job or something. Because just to have the excuse to hire a cleaning person, because I hate doing house chores that much.
That's good. That's a good model.
Yes.
I agree with that. You could do that. Although my house, my cleaning lady, it's what time? And she's still not here yet.
Well, they're not very timely. Are you sure she didn't come?
Did it she take the money? Dirty is, there, in here. Is there money there?
Oh, yeah, there's money there.
And she didn't come.
Maybe she'll join the podcast when she's...
Right. My house is always clean. That's why I wonder sometimes why I have them.
Well, this way you just keep up with it and you don't...
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, it's good. It's good. I'm happy to have them, but I'm not happy when they come so late. Sometimes they wake me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Other times, like, now, look. It's almost time for, if I were cooking, I would have to cook, but I'm not cooking.
It's only 3:30.
Well, they're going to be here any minute.
You don't cook at 3:30. We just had lunch.
No, I'm not going to cook at 3:30, but I'm saying they're not here yet, are they?
No, but like.
They may be coming 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but we eat so much for lunch. You probably won't be hungry for a while.
I'm not hungry at all.
So full.
Exactly. Well, who do you got on your pot thing? How come Louis hasn't bugged you yet?
He's busy.
Oh.
I don't bother him when he's working most of the time.
Most of the time.
Unless I have something to say.
But he used to be bugging you. Texting.
We talk on the phone now more.
Oh, that's a better idea than texting.
Yeah, I kind of like hate texting.
You always get it. Always gets wrong. Every time I text Peyton's name, it gets spelled P-E-Y.
Yeah, so like I have Peyton to, Manning.
Yeah.
Wait, so is I that have how to, Peyton Manning is spelled?
Yeah. So I have to spell it out.
Are they football fans?
I don't know. Astros baseball. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if that Peyton, the girl's name, I don't think it's the Peyton man.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Well, it's spelled differently.
I think they just like the name.
It's a cute name.
Yeah, I think they just like the name. Look at the names I have, Marco and Peyton. I mean,
new age, grandma. It's a new age.
It's a new world. It's a new world.
I like traditional names, I think.
Well, a lot of my friends, their names are like Olivia, Rebecca, Emma.
Also like me and my sister.
Brooke. Yeah.
Your grandchildren.
No, not my grandchildren.
Just giving examples of your grandchildren.
Well, they have the same name as my grandchildren. They're all almost like, you know,
Olivia was a very, very popular name.
The grandmothers are all 72, 73 years old, and their kids have these names.
Yeah.
Grace was one of them.
Yeah, these are all your grandchildren's names.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They have the same names as my grandchildren.
Okay.
Well, Sue, she has Grace, Emma.
You know, I think now it's not so much like, it's not going to be like popular names like Olivia, Michael. Like, it's not going to be like people have, like, nobody's going to have the same name as somebody else in their elementary school class. Like, no. Every name is different now.
I haven't heard any Michaels being born.
That's the point.
I've heard of a Sawyer, which I don't. Crazy.
Like Tom Sawyer?
Yeah. That's what he was named.
Ace Little Sawyer. What are you doing?
That's Jackie's little girl, boy. Sawyer.
Sawyer. Oh, my
God, be kidding me. And, who else? What? Oh, Gunther.
Gunther.
Never heard of it. Grayson.
Grayson.
Yeah, and there's another one, but I can't think of the name of it. I said they're all different names. Whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes anybody happy is fine with me.
Oh, yes.
After the wedding, we're going to be running around like crazy getting ready for Christmas.
Okay. Well.
Well, you don't have to do anything, I guess.
I'm going to have a job by then.
Okay. But you'll be making cookies.
Maybe.
You don't like to bake?
Don't put me in a box just because I'm a woman. If I'm a working woman at that point, I'm not making no cookies.
Your mother's going to work a woman and she's going to be making cookies.
Yeah, well, she's better than me.
She is. She's terrific. Okay, let's see. Yeah, well, I think everyone's going to cut down a little bit on Christmas this year.
Why? I love Christmas.
Because it's a lot to do, extra things. Like, I'll have a Christmas tree naturally. I'll get everybody Christmas gifts. But decorating might be a little more less. I don't know why. Maybe once I get started, then I change my mind. But right now, I'm exhausted. Just thinking about it, I'm exhausted. Putting the lights up for the window. Just pulling out the Christmas decorations. Ay, ay, ay.
No, you know what's worse? Is like putting them away. It's sad, too.
Yeah. It doesn't last very long. What?
10 days? That's why I like celebrating Christmas in October, because then you get a full 8 weeks at least of Christmas celebrations, at least in my mind.
Your tree won't last 6 months from October to December.
I don't know. One day, like, I might have to get, like, because I want the tree up for so long that I might have to get a fake tree one day, like when I have my own house.
November. You could put it up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then I could just have, like, a pine, like air freshener or something, or a machine that just like spurts out pine smells, so it smells like a real Christmas tree.
See, you could invent that.
Or a fake tree that squirts out the smell for you.
I don't think there's such a thing as a fake tree that squirts out the thing.
There has to be.
But you can get
Or I'm going to invent that on Shark Tank.
Okay. You can get a Christmas wreath, put it in your door. You can even put it in the inside window, I guess. That would give it a pine smell. Or a pine candle.
Right, but I want it to smell, like, I want my house to smell like that. Like, or whatever room the tree is in, like, smell like that all the time, all day.
Okay, well, earliest you can do it is Thanksgiving.
I want the tree up now.
You have to get an artificial one, then.
I know.
But don't you want to celebrate Halloween first? And Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I feel like I celebrated Halloween, like, I got a pumpkin.
Did you cut it out?
I tried a little bit. Me and Louie went to Hicks. Mm-hmm. You know how they have the fall festival?
Mm-hmm.
Went on a hay ride.
Okay.
He bought me a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Then we tried to carve them. We got like a stencil.
Oh, yeah, Poppy did that once. It was really came out nice.
Right. I did a little bit, but then I was like, this is too hard, and Louie just did the rest. He did an amazing job.
Good.
Made
good.
A wolf, and then we did, I don't know what it was. It was like death or something. I don't know. Ugh. I just thought it was like a lady.
Lady dying?
Apparently it was supposed to be death.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Hmm.
They were really good.
Did you have apple cider? Apple cider?
No, we brought pumpkin beer in thermoses, good. Like coffee cups.
Uh-huh.
So it was very festive.
Now, do you like the pumpkin beer with the sugar on the rim?
No. Let me tell you about my pumpkin beer I get. I get this beer from Barrier,
mm-hmm.
the brewery in Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go?
No. Yeah, I walked. Here they come now. The Polish girls.
Oh, Grandma.
Come on in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Is somebody behind you?
Yeah, my friend is coming.
Oh, what takes him so long to walk up the walk?
Yeah. rain outside. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? You get here later and later.
Late today, yeah. Busy today.
Oh. So I'm not first on your list, I see. But anyway, yeah, so go ahead.
So it is a pumpkin milkshake IPA.
A milkshake?
But you know what an IPA is? It's a type of beer.
Yeah.
It's called a milkshake IPA. All it really means is that they brew the beer with lactose in it, so it makes it a little creamy. It's not like full on like milky. It's just like a little creamy.
Creamy. Like just a creamsicle. Like
a little bit. Mm. But pumpkin. And they actually put like pumpkin. They like brew it with pumpkin. So it would like taste pumpkin-y. The rest of these other pumpkin beers, it doesn't like really taste like pumpkin. It just tastes like the spices of pumpkin bread. Like it just tastes like spicy, like cinnamony or like nutmeggy. Yeah. Like it doesn't really taste like actual pumpkin.
Put the light on so you know what you're doing. Put the light on so that she. I thought she was going to fall down the stairs. There's a light over there. Light up the steps.
What? I don't know.
I have to get up to show you where it is. See?
Oh.
Because I thought she was falling down the steps before.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it's okay. She falls down? No, we're right.
Oh, my God.
She'll bounce up again?
That's okay. It's another bean. Up
here? Anyway, so, yeah. No, I've had...
So that's the best pumpkin beer. You have to go to Barrier Brewery, and I don't know if they'll still have it whenever this podcast comes out. But.
I went to Port Jefferson.
Okay.
And there was a beer brewery there. You stood up to drink the beer. But I got a great pumpkin beer. So I ordered it, and then a while later, I went to Miller Ale, and I ordered a pumpkin beer. I didn't like it. It had all sugar on the rim. It was so sweet.
Yeah, sometimes it's like they put, they make it too, like, sticky. They put, like, maple syrup sometimes, and then the sugar. It's too much.
And the one who, when I was, you know who likes it with the sugar?
My mother.
Olivia.
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
With the sugar rim.
It's good.
I don't like it with the sugar rim.
Too much.
Too sweetie.
Too much.
I thought I was drinking like sugar.
Yeah, it tastes like candy.
Yeah.
But the actual beer doesn't really taste like much.
Well, the first one I liked, as I said, the one I had in Port Jefferson. What? Don't ask me what.
You go to Port Jefferson a lot?
We went there for something. We went there for a reason. I think they were having some kind of a thing about Thanksgiving, like the old-fashioned costumes and Scrooge was there too. They all had costumes, had a parade, and they had, all the stores had that. They had apple cider outside the stores. It was very nice if you ever went there. And then that a toasted marshmallow in the one of the areas, like a parking lot or whatever. They were giving out marshmallows and sticks so that you toasted your own marshmallow. It was very cute. But nice. Very festive.
Nice.
Oh, Charles Dickinson. That's what it was. Charles Dickinson. Oh. All the characters of Charles Dickinson. I don't know when they had.
You know what's supposed to be like really popping during Christmas?
What?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I've never been there, I don't think.
Me either. Apparently they have like horse and buggy rides in the forest. And like,
is that near where he has his house?
No, we just looked it up yesterday. It's like an hour and a half away.
So where does he have his house?
Louis's house is it's near Milford, Pennsylvania.
How far is that?
It's about like 2.5 hours.
Hmm. I was thinking you can go on your way or come on your way home, but it's...
Well, it's actually, like, I think it's, like, past the house. Like, it's further...
Right.
Saying it's an hour and a half from his house.
Oh, from his house in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That must be where Jaime's family lives.
Do you know where they live?
No. But they live about 3 hours from Jersey.
That sounds far.
Yeah.
You know, Pennsylvania's, like...
big. I think do they live near the
Poconos? Like, Pittsburgh is, like, 8 hours away.
I can't remember where they live now. I don't know. But that sounds nice, Bethlehem.
Yeah, I'm going. I don't know who's coming.
But that sounds nice.
I'll be there with my Christmas bells on.
Do you wear Christmas bells?
I'm going to.
Okay.
If I go to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll have to look it up. I don't know. I think I might be going to Chicago.
Wow. World traveler,
in
Grandma.
March.
With who?
With my girlfriends who I went to Montauk with.
Oh, girls trip.
Mm-hmm. But then three of us want to go to Brandon. I think Brandon, Michigan. I don't know what's there exactly because I have been looking it up and I can't find it. What's exact? Except there's something about countries, which you would like, country music, country.
Love country music.
Yeah, it's something like that. Like I guess the old Opry, you know, like in Nashville.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's there.
They have one in Michigan.
I don't know if I'm right if it's in Michigan because I looked it up, but they do have some country music there, but. There's supposed to be something, you know, a lot of it. So I don't know. So I have to ask them again if it's Brandon, Michigan, if I've got the right place. Because I went here and it did say country music.
Hmm.
They have an elf. I hope there's maybe there's somebody up there. Maybe I left a man up there.
Grandma.
Oh, well, they're giggling.
Can you believe this is our age podcast?
Right. And are we getting a lot of people to...
We're going
to
do this every week now, Grandma.
Well, that's what she tells me all the time.
No, we're going to do it every week because I'm bored my unemployment.
God knows you can't be bored when you hang out with me, honey.
Oh, no. And I like to day drink, so I just come here and we can drink wine in the day.
Oh, woo, 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 woo. What's up? I learned that. What's up? I think I'm saying it right. I have to think about it.
I think so, too. It's like...
Hey, I learned quick. But, yeah, so that's good. I don't mind going out to lunch, but we have to change places. I'm tired of that place. Although it was very good today. But
it was very good, but I'm too full, like...
Yeah.
Which I guess is not a bad thing. I could have only eaten half the food, but who does that?
Well, I could never finish that rice, all that rice that they gave me.
That was a lot of rice.
And that salad was too much. It wasn't like, I like different things in my salad.
Well, one criticism to, and we won't say the name because we don't want to be rude.
Okay. What is it? What is it? Tell me.
The dressing was like only vinegar.
That's what I'm telling you.
It was very pungent dressing.
Yes.
It's like we're...
Yes. At the end there, it was all, that's why I had to leave it. It was all like sitting in it. It was, mwah. It was very tangy.
Parts, very.
We're going to go someplace else next time.
Okay.
We're going to go somewhere else next time.
Well, next time we have to go to dinner because we have to go to Dirty Taco.
I didn't know that wasn't open in the afternoon.
Well, I knew that because.
How did you know that? Why'd you make me call them then?
No, I thought so because the one in Rockville Center is only open for dinner, so I assumed that the one in Wantagh would only be open for dinner, too.
Well, we'll have to get your mother to come with us one day.
We'll have to bring you to Barrier to have the pumpkin beer.
Yes, I mean...
That's first.
All right. I mean, we have to get Mommy to get going. Who knows what she's doing. Last time we went out to dinner, where were we? Where did we go? Oh, we went to Bunker Hill.
That was good.
Very good. There's never anybody in that place. I don't get it. Every time I've gone there.
It was a Tuesday.
I don't care when I go there. There's always like one table maybe.
Really?
The bar's packed. So maybe they make the money in the bar. I don't know what they do. But.
I was supposed to go out there recently, but then wound up going somewhere else in Wantagh.
Where did you go in Wantagh? There's not too many places.
I forget.
There's... trying to think.
Oh, Corey's.
Oh, Corey's. Yeah, but that's just that's just a spa.
Did you ever go to? It used to be called. It used to be called Cleary's.
Corey's used to be called.
No,
Cleary.
Another place we went to after. It used to be called Cleary's, but now it's called something else.
Well, I don't know where that is. I know.
It's like right there. It's like right in that same.
Hemingway's is closed. That was a big place. Wantagh is still open. There's the one on the corner there. I don't know if that's food, but it always has music. McCleavy's, I think it's called.
Mulcahy's?
Yeah, Mulcahy's.
Mulcahy's.
Yeah.
Pauly D's always DJing there. I have to catch him one of these days.
Who?
Pauly D from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, him. And you know who else is? Well, you know, it's not him. Billy Joel's music is always there. I don't know who does him, but I guess it's not Billy
Joel.
You know Billy Joe.
Billy Joel.
Yeah.
You're saying Billy Joe.
No, Billy Joel.
Okay, sounds like you're saying Billy Joe.
Well, I don't speak to him. But he's always got a thing going there. And I always thought it was him being there, but it's not. It's just somebody singing his songs, I think. But it's a thought. Whatever. Not for me, but for you. I don't like all these crowds anymore.
Yeah.
Mama's making me a birthday cake. I don't know what kind. It's going to be a surprise.
Oh. I told her what she should make, and she's not going to listen to me.
What is it?
I'm not going to say. Well, actually, she's probably not going to listen to me. Okay. But I told her no carrot cake, because I don't like carrot cake. And okay. She insists that every time I have been telling her for my entire life
oh my
that
God.
I don't like carrot cake.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And every time I tell her, she's like, what? How can you not like my carrot cake? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't like carrot cake. I've been telling you for my entire life.
Okay.
She's like, well, I want to make a carrot cake. Well, I'm like, I'm telling you not to.
And what kind of cake do you want her to make?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, like chocolate what? Like chocolate with the coffee?
Any chocolate. My favorite cake is a chocolate raspberry cake. That is like the best cake ever. It's like a chocolate raspberry cake.
What kind of cake does Olivia make? She made for your birthday. It was very pretty looking. It was cherries or something on it.
Yes, that was the chocolate raspberry cake she had made.
Oh, that's what she was.
I it guess was amazing.
I guess that's her favorite.
It was a crazy recipe.
Why?
Has three frostings.
Three frostings?
Yeah, it has is it a cream cheese frosting or buttercream?
On the
butter
side,
cream?
The top, and then the... I don't know.
There's a raspberry frosting in the middle. Then there's a cream cheese or buttercream frosting around the outside. And then there's chocolate ganache on top.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of work.
So good, though. So worth it.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well.
Wow.
I think we're about to... wrap up this pod.
Mm-hmm.
A little interruption from our friends.
Well, that's all right. Everything is good. Everybody's doing podcasts. Everybody's doing something. We'll have to think of maybe we should ask them, what would you like us to talk about?
Oh, yeah, send in some questions. Maybe if you need advice. Grandma's great with dating advice.
Yeah. I got that down, Pat.
She knows what she's talking about.
And I know I always talk to everybody, so it's fine.
Okay. Any last words?
No. Let's end up with our happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye. Okay, let's stop.